Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, and as always, thanks for joining me. As you've guessed by the title, in this episode we're talking about This Is Why We Haven't Been Told About Aliens. Just before we get into that though, if you've enjoyed this episode or any of the previous episodes of the podcast, please feel free to subscribe. We'll keep you in the loop for every time I post. We're on every podcast hosting platform you can think of, for the most part, I'm sure. I think all the major, or the sort of the ones that most people use, so you can find us wherever. If you're listening somewhere, you're like, I don't like listening here. Well, you could probably listen somewhere else as well. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Definitely jump on mostly Instagram, I'd say, if you're on Instagram. It's a cool way. I sort of post bits and pieces sometimes, you know, stories. I get ideas from you guys as well. So, and to be honest, it's probably the easiest way if you want to reach out to me as well. Send me a message on there and we can, you know, start a bit of a dialogue or whatever. But if you actually do also want to reach out, and you're not on any regular social media, you can email me at paranormalthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you guys. Love to hear your stories and your thoughts on things. It's really, I love to sort of, you know, have a really sort of open door policy with the podcast. Love to hear from all the listeners. And finally, we have a blog, which is paranormalthoughtspodcast.wordpress.com. So you can jump on there. Any extra information that I usually refer to in a podcast, I chuck up on there. Any pictures, links, anything like that, you can check out on there. For this episode, don't think there's actually going to be anything on the blog, but for future reference, there it is. So what is going on in the world right now, hey? It's really strange. There's only been a few times I've kind of touched on topics which were currently happening in the world, like when I spoke about Area 51, the whole storming that and everything like that, and disclosure last year, which was, you know, a very sort of hot topic. I don't purposely kind of keep away from it, but I felt like what's going on right now, we kind of can't ignore. And I think what the world needs right now is probably a lot of mediums that they can kind of, you know, lose themselves and kind of distract themselves from what's kind of going on. I think, you know, a great way to do that is, you know, the arts, you know, music, even just watching Netflix, TV, films, and of course podcasts would be a big one for everyone right now, because I feel we're all kind of in a very similar boat right now as a world, and it's really interesting because that doesn't happen very much at all. And you could probably reflect back to maybe when the world was last at war with, you know, if you go back, you know, to the 40s when we're in, you know, World War II, that's probably when the whole world was really being affected by one major cause, you know, in such a negative way, really. And I think for a lot of us currently alive right now, we've never experienced anything like what's going on in the world right now. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this 20 years into the future from when I'm recording this, which is the 20th of March 2020, you're probably like, what's he talking about? So pretty much the world right now is struggling with a global pandemic, which is COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Now, how does this relate to aliens? Well, I think in all honesty, and I have seen many memes about literally this, this is exactly why the world hasn't been told about aliens, right? Or really anything paranormal, I suppose, or at least anything that I think has enough evidence to support it that, yeah, we could actually come out and say, hey, this stuff exists, right? It's the way everyone's been acting, in all honesty. I think Australia, was probably the first place to really get on the bandwagon and kind of got insane with the whole toilet paper thing, which is really embarrassing as an Australian. Like, the way that people have been acting is, like, really bad, just disgusting, to be honest. And I'm sure majority of people listening would have had some sort of shortages, some sort of shortage in any sort of product been trying to buy or, you know, anything like that, which is really, it makes sense because that's the general reaction to any sort of crisis as people panic. But it's funny though, because there was really no need to panic because Australia hasn't actually done what the rest of the world's kind of done and actually gone into lockdown, which I'll speak about a little bit in a second. But I've had a lot of conversations with people over the last week, even the last 2 weeks, because I suppose a week ago was when the world kind of started to cancel every large event, any sort of medium event. Even where I work right now, we can't have meetings with any more than 20 people in a room. So in the last week, it's really, things are kind of really ramped up, I think, or at least outside of places like China or even Italy. I think the rest of the world sort of started to be like, okay, this is actually happening. And, you know, I think it's, even I was having a conversation just this morning with a friend and was just kind of talking about, man, they've known about this for some time. And I think from what I can tell, there's a lot of experts out there who would have been able to, as soon as they identified kind of what was going on, they knew that this was going to happen. And I'm sure a lot of them did speak out. And obviously it's a lot of just the government not listening, and, you know, it's kind of why we're in the situation we're in now. And I get it, because it's a brand new thing as well. You know, we haven't really had anything kind of like this. And obviously they're saying they're not going to have a vaccine quite some time. So there's nothing we can really do other than keep clean and sort of isolate ourselves, especially from people who are quite vulnerable. So it is a shame that it kind of wasn't picked up on sooner. But, you know, ifs and buts, right? Like, we can't really hold on to that right now. And obviously the other thing I've been talking about a lot is, yeah, the way that people have been acting, and man, could you actually imagine? And even as I spoke about earlier, disclosure was a massive thing last year. And could you actually imagine, you know, I guess the American government will use as an example, coming forward and saying, yes, we can 100% get behind the fact that extraterrestrials have been visiting Earth in these unidentified craft, and we have this much evidence, and here it all is. Now, I always kind of used to think, like, surely people could probably pull it together, and, you know, some people would probably, yeah, people are always going to freak out. Maybe some people would really accept it and kind of embrace it. Some people probably wouldn't care. But the way that people have been reacting to this virus, which, you know, is something very serious, has just made me go, nah, I don't think we can ever actually know. I don't think we can ever tell people something, you know, quite that. But even if we actually had proof that God existed, could we actually then say God is real? Because how's that going to change how everyone acts, in a sense, you know? Like, I think we always have these ideas in the back of our minds, you know, is God real? Are aliens real? Is the zombie apocalypse going to happen, you know? And then what that actually looks like. And I think, to be honest, all of it kind of looks exactly the same from what I can gather. It's a lot of panic. It's a lot of people being selfish, not caring. It's a very sad time at the moment, I think. The way that people are treating one another and just the clear lack of compassion for everyone else, you know, like, we are all people. The idea of, yes, one day this big announcement comes out and I'm there on the edge of my seat just being like, I've told all of you, right? This is, I, as I've said many times on this podcast, I believe in extraterrestrials more than anything, and the visitation, UFOs, like, that is my bread and butter, you know? I don't need convincing. I'm convinced. I'm ready to try to convince everyone else, in a sense, you know, or at least spread the good word. But man, what if we all did find out? Because I actually don't think it's possible. Maybe eventually, you know, I think people today are becoming more and more conditioned to things. And I think people, at least young people, I don't know, I think they can be quite affected by things, but also a lot of the time, I think just the way we've been brought up, it's almost the complete opposite. Like, things don't seem real, in a sense. We're very in this sort of modern world. And if you are watching something on a screen, even if it's news, I feel like you can be very sort of taken out of that and go, well, this is, how's this going to affect me? You know, and it's not until it actually affects you that you really do care. I must say, it does feel weird coming on here and kind of talking about something that isn't really paranormal. Like the title, This Is Why We Aren't Going to Be Told About Aliens, is to, you know, obviously to get your attention, and that is how I kind of tie it in. But I just feel like, when else are we ever all going to be in the exact same situation around the world that we are right now, you know? I know a lot of the world is currently self-isolating, and I think that's great. I think that from what I can tell, does actually seem to work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here in Australia, we got an announcement from our Prime Minister Wednesday, and the way everything was looking Tuesday, for the most part, we thought we were all going to be in self-isolation, at least by next week, for 2 weeks. And I was fully prepared to do that, not necessarily with supplies or so on, but just mentally I was like, I think this is what we need to do. And then we kind of did a bit of a 180 and said, no, keep going to work, but don't have social interaction. And also, I think most of the world's probably doing this now anyway, but we can't leave the country for 6 months. People can't enter unless you're a citizen, and people can't leave either for the next 6 months. So, which is pretty scary in a sense. You know, I know for a fact that's affected so many people, obviously, with holidays. I saw just on Facebook earlier, you know, people have had relatives die overseas and they can't go and say goodbye. Or even I saw someone's husband who actually isn't a citizen yet is overseas currently, and you know, they're going to be separated for 6 months, and so like things like that. It's full on. But at the same time, right now I think we can't really, nothing's probably too extreme. This thing has to be as contained as possible, and I suppose from what we can tell, people traveling internationally has been the thing to really spread it. So by sort of closing it off, hopefully it can kind of stop at least new cases coming into the country. Now we'll just sort of be spreading from people who have already had it. So the fact that I honestly thought right now I'd probably be getting ready to, you know, not leave the house for 2 weeks, but that hasn't been the case at all. And it's kind of weird because obviously even seeing everyone in America self-isolating, and most of my audience is there, so I'd like to, you know, kind of reach out and just kind of let everyone know that, man, we're in this together. And it's I think it's interesting how each country has kind of decided to go about it. And I guess no one really knows what the best way is to go about it. I guess we'll find out in a few months when we can kind of look back and go, okay, this is what's kind of happened. And, you know, who knows how long this is sort of going to go on for as well. It's kind of like the world will be kind of forever changed from this. And I think that's so important. You know, it's so much bigger than everything else. And I get a lot of countries are worried about, you know, the economy and so on, and it's already fucked as it is, you know. So it is a really weird time, and obviously a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and, you know, it's really heavy stuff, you know. And I'm just trying to stay positive, and I hope that's what everyone else is trying to do, and not pretend it's not going on, even though I feel like that is such an easy thing to do, because I don't think the way that the Australian government is approaching what they're doing is the best way, in all honesty. So yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with what the Australian government is sort of put in place. I think for the most part, they should have been quite strict on if you can work from home or if you are quite concerned, I think you need to stay home. But that hasn't kind of been the case, and that's fine. And I think at this point now, we just kind of have to go along with what they're telling us, because, man, at the end of the day, you hope they're making the right decisions. And obviously, you know, I love a good conspiracy, and at first I kind of thought this might have been something like that, but I don't think, honestly, I think it's kind of bigger than that as well, in a sense. And you just hope that the world can kind of pull together and kind of sort it out, and everyone kind of just does their bit. I think that's the most annoying thing too, when people don't give a shit or they're just, you know, uninformed. And it's not that hard to kind of get yourself up to speed. I know that it's only been really in the last few days, I feel like, majority of people have kind of grasped what is going on. And man, I'll be the first to be like, I don't think, even here, I was like, surely, well, it's actually still hasn't happened. So I can still stand by that. If maybe about 3 weeks ago, when there was an option that if people started to get this, the country would go into lockdown for 2 weeks, I was like, bullshit. Australia, I cannot imagine the country shutting down. But then literally 2 days ago, I was like, I hope it shuts down. I hope that we can self-isolate and actually slow this thing down before more and more gets sick and we just can't keep up, you know, because as soon as it gets ahead of you, good luck catching up. Apparently, Australia right now is ahead of the ball. Good luck if that fucking thing gets ahead of you. That's all I can say. So, as you can, and you know, I don't like to get political or anything like that, but man, I hope they know what they're doing, is all I can say about that. And the fact, yeah, so everything has changed so quickly, you know, and it's even that thing of, you know, friends being like, well, what if we had an alien invasion right now? And I don't think that would ever be, like, from my understanding of extraterrestrials, I don't really think that would be in their sort of interest or anything. But man, could you imagine how fast the world's going to change if, you know, I suppose something like Independence Day happened, or, you know, War of the Worlds, where these crafts did come, you know, it would literally kind of be like how people are acting now, you know, which is, and that's obviously, that's an extreme as well. But even just the idea of, yes, here's the evidence of extraterrestrials, now continue living your life. Obviously, life will never be the same again, but how would people react? Would people just go, well, fuck this, like, what's the point of me doing this job and paying a mortgage when there's all this other life out there, you know? So I think there'd be probably a different sort of movement, and probably a lot of people angry for being lied to as well, because I think everyone knows that they're being lied to all the time, but as soon as a massive kind of secret or, you know, I guess a truth is revealed like that, then how do you even hold belief and sort of faith in, you know, the higher-ups and the people who are meant to be making the best sort of decisions? So I'm going to keep this pretty short, because I know this is a podcast where we talk about the paranormal, and, you know, we're not really talking about the paranormal right now. And I know a lot of content creators right now don't want to make content, and that's fair enough. You know, everyone can deal with this in their own sort of way. I don't want to do that. Obviously, this week has been really hard, because there's been a lot of pressures of just like, okay, we might have to stay home for the next 2 weeks and I'm going to have to work from home. How does that work? You know, how do we have enough food or what have you? You know, how do I have enough beer in the house? There's been a lot of kind of shit going on in the last week or two. So obviously, forgive me for that. But I think right now, what everyone needs the most is a distraction and entertainment and something they can just chuck on and be like, oh, okay, this kind of feels like normality, because you turn on the TV or the radio and everyone's fucking talking about this thing. And I know right now you're going, why the fuck's Dylan talking about the coronavirus? Last thing I want to hear. But I just feel like I just have to let you know, because we're all on the same page, and I'm not going to mention it again. Don't worry. We'll pretend like it's business as usual. But I just feel like it's such an important thing that we're all literally connected once again. The world is, and we're always are connected, don't get me wrong, but right now it's like, fuck, we are all sitting in this shit, in all honesty. And how does it get better? I'm not really sure, but obviously keep yourself clean and just try to avoid as much contact with people as you possibly can, at least for right now, I think. But that's where I'll leave it, guys. Please reach out if you want to talk or anything. I know this is a really stressful, sad, hard time for everyone, really. You know, I don't think anyone in the last 2 weeks hasn't, you know, kind of had a bit of a thing of like, shit, this is going to hit the fan. And it has in a lot of places, don't get me wrong. I hope in the next 2 weeks it doesn't hit the fan here, but it could, in all honesty. But stay safe, guys. New episodes as soon as I can, obviously. As I said, a bit difficult right now, but they're going to happen. I just want to keep on trucking. So hope you guys enjoyed that little update. Please subscribe to the podcast. There'll be new episodes on everything paranormal coming up real soon. Thanks. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.